for those who have no family, for those who are on their own. And we're very much aware this year that there are families within our own congregation that will be grieving the loss of loved ones, especially around Christmas time. It's very much a Christmas celebration with family. If I was to ask the children, and we do sometimes have more than Malaika, bless her, and I'm glad you said it was baby Jesus, top of the tree today, okay? If I was to ask the children, if Jane was to ask the children at her school, they'd be saying, it's about the presents. And I know from many years ago when we were children, as you know, Jane is my sixth sibling. She's number six, I'm number three. Christmases were very much done traditionally, but you went to bed on Christmas Eve and you got up in the morning and there was a tree with lights and presents and a little sock filled at the bottom of your bed. You normally got an orange or tangerine. And it took me many years to realise my dad, or well, our dad, had a newsagent, and we always had an album. I didn't realise it came from my dad's shop, but hey, it doesn't matter. But people are looking and searching for so much nowadays. They're looking for the biggest present under the tree. The most expensive item. I had the, I don't know if it's the misfortune or the good fortune of being in Covent Gardens yesterday. We took our almost youngest grandson to London for the first time. We went to the History Museum, but we had a little meander around. Oh, Transport Museum, sorry.
Was
there? I was there. And we stopped outside a shop because Rebecca said, oh, that's a lovely handbag. Very nice. But I said, it doesn't have a price on it. And when she got home, she Googled it to see how much it was. And she went, oh, I could get two fridge freezers for that. I think it was something like £1,300, wasn't it?
Oh my goodness.
And you just think, like, I don't know. Some people like that type of thing. It doesn't do anything for me. Did you ever have that sense of the child or somebody got something more than you or bigger than you?
Yes.
You did. Well done, Pat, for asking. And there was only three of you.
Four.
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah, four.
Yes.
Yeah.
Four. Yes.
Some people give money. Some people give expensive items. I just want you to remember in Christmas that money doesn't last. Cars don't last. Some people get a car for Christmas. That's really OTT, but some people do. Careers don't last. We've all, here in this room, there are people with many different careers. They don't last. The only gift that is eternal is that gift of Jesus.
Amen.
That is the only gift that you will ever receive that will be eternal. Ephesians 3, chapter 20, reads, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that is in work within us. And from a passage I read, it says this. Jesus says, I am able to do immeasurably more than all you ask or imagine. And what Jesus is saying to us is, think big. When you pray, but remember, I always think bigger. I love that. You know, we think, like, what would we want? We'd like a new church. And Jesus is actually saying, but I have a bigger church. Imagine that. If, you know, the whole of this church development that was coming actually exploded and took over the football pitches at the back of us. Imagine how many people would fill that church. I am continually at work in your life, even when you see nothing happening. It's easy for you to be still feel stuck in a situation you'd like to change because you can see only the present moment. And I guess we've all been there, and I guess the last almost 2 years have been quite frustrating for so many people. We've not been able to move in directions that we'd like to do. We've not been able to do the things that we'd like to do. Life has changed for a short while. Jesus says, I, your Heavenly Father, look at the big picture, all the moments of your life, and I'm doing more than you can imagine. Imagine that, Christian, for you, as a plasterer. You know, you go in, he goes in and he does a transformation in someone's house, of plastering, ceilings and walls, and it's very smooth and even and fantastic. Imagine if you had this amazing mansion that you've never even dreamed of. That's him, that's right, the like his daddy. Imagine that if God said to Christian, here you are, Christian, here's a mansion, I'm giving it to you. You've got to replaster it, it may take you a while. God knows what he's doing with our lives and with our church. I think Philippi uses the words a few weeks ago of waiting. We have to learn to wait. This Christmas time, let's remember the reason for the season. Let's remember that Jesus can do so much more than we can imagine, that we can even begin to think of. You know, we live in a community that's, I don't even know how many people live in our community now. Is it 5,000, 6,000? If we go from edge to edge and multiple households and things like that, I don't know. If 10% of our community went to church, how amazing would that be? And we've seen churches close, and we've got little pocket churches around the village, which is amazing. And if, how many are of us here today? 2, 4, 6, 8. There's 10 people in this building today, and I'm counting Malaika, because she's a little angel. And we've got people online, and I'm sorry, I can't see with my glasses or my glasses off how many people are there, but there are people there. Imagine if this Christmas we told someone about Jesus being the best gift ever. I don't know how old you were when you met Jesus. I can't remember a time without Jesus being in my life. And I remember being with my friend at the time, Fiona, who lived in the house opposite the church, when we gave our life to Jesus. It wasn't even in this church, although we were part of this church. It was at a meeting that we'd gone to learn about. And I remember asking our minister then, Reverend Dennis Budgate, how much it would cost for me to be baptised, because I didn't have much money. I think I was 11, 12. And he said, it cost you nothing, but it cost Jesus everything. What a marvellous gift to give to me, to give to you. The gift of eternity with our Heavenly Father. And that's what I wanted to say today. That God is eternal. So all our money may dry up, our cars may all cease to work, or if it's in my daughter's house at the moment, it's her fridge freezer. Don't worry about that. Careers don't last forever because one day I won't be able to do the job I'm doing now. I'm not sure if it's age related or if it's just body related. I won't be able to do it. The same for all of you here. You won't be able to do that job. But God, eternally and forever, be by our side. Wherever we go, whatever we do, he's right there. And that's the amazing thing. As little as Malaika is, when she gets to be my age, 21, Jesus will still be with you. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that the best gift? Tiny baby. And he's going to be with you forever. And with daddy, and with mommy. And with your brother. Uh-huh. Here we go. I know we've got another song or two to sing. I can't remember what they are. I just want to urge you, when you pray, think outside the box. Think bigger. Think bigger for Jesus in our community and in the lives of our family who don't yet know Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.